Many people from across the political spectrum have been calling for Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation in light of a series of scandals, including numerous allegations of sexual harassment. But various groups of Cuomo's supporters are organizing and getting vocal on social media. Sandy Bien of East Rochester is a moderator of the Facebook group Women for Governor Cuomo and founder of the group We Decide New York.
The reason we started the group was because all the publicity and the request for Governor Cuomo to resign, we wanted to draw light to the fact that due process is important.
The governor, as you know, is facing some serious accusations from a number of women, including some who worked with him. One said the governor groped her. Others reported cases of unwanted kisses and inappropriate behavior, which they said created in general, an unprofessional, inappropriate working environment. Do you believe the women who have made these claims?
I can't say either way. Again, when the process continues and it's completed, then we will all know whether it was actually happened or not. There is question in some people's minds based on the time frame whether this really happened. And I have to also question the whole involvement of HR and whether they were contacted at the appropriate times. There's just some questions here as to whether this actually happened the way that it was reported.
Lindsay Boylan, who is the first woman to accuse the governor of sexual harassment, has blocked some people on Twitter. And according to a report in the Wall Street Journal, some members of your group, Women for Governor Cuomo, the Facebook group, waged a Twitter campaign against Lindsay Boylan. One tweet accused her of dressing in a certain way to get the governor's attention. Did you participate in that? Do you agree with that?
Absolutely not. And we have repeatedly put on our Facebook page that we want no bashing of the accusers. We don't want them harassed in any way. We do not feel it's right, and we will not tolerate it. And people have been removed from our group for just that thing.
Sandy, can I ask you, have you ever experienced sexual harassment anywhere, and specifically in the workplace?
Yes.
So you know the kind of thing that these women are talking about that they alleged have happened. Have you experienced something similar to that? Do you want to?
Absolutely. In my early work days, I experienced it. And perhaps that helps with the perspective that I bring to this whole issue. I mean, this was back in the 70s because I'm 68 years old. This was back in the 70s. There was no such thing as sexual harassment, the Me Too movement. It was not really an issue back then. And perhaps that's why the demographic as well is a little higher age-wise.
The demographic of your group?
The demographic of the Women for Governor Cuomo is because many of us have experienced this at some time in our life, because it was there and it was very prominent. And at that point, we just had to deal with it. I commend the fact that it's out there now and that people are starting to recognize this, and it is not being swept under the carpet. And they realize that it's totally inappropriate. It's against the law. You cannot do that to women.
And when this does happen to women, do you believe that they should be very public about it in the way that some of Governor Cuomo's accusers have been?
I believe that they need to go through the proper channels. And if an HR department is the way to do it initially, they need to deal with it in the proper way, not to come out publicly the way this was brought to the forefront.
Well, when you're dealing with a powerful person, such as a governor, sometimes the appropriate channels don't get you where you need to be. They don't
Absolutely.
Allow you to be heard.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And that's why I'm saying let due process be done. If it comes out that he indeed did this, then, it's a whole different issue.
If the investigation determines that something indeed happened in one or more cases, do you believe the governor should, if he's not convicted of a crime, I suppose, at that point, in which case it would be a moot point, but should he resign?
Boy, if it is exactly the way it has been reported by the accusers, yes.
That's Sandy Behan, founder of the groups Women for Governor Cuomo and We Decide New York. She says the groups are not affiliated in any way with Cuomo, his office, or the Cuomo family.